This is Ramon Edition. I'm Steve Zinn, in for Jane Lindholm today. Cape Canaveral in Florida, Mission Control in Texas, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. Will we someday be able to add Vermont to the list of states with a big stake in space and space exploration? Well, that remains to be seen, but a startup in South Burlington wants to get us on the map and wants to get in on the ground floor of a coming revolution in small satellites. Greenscale Technologies is developing tiny propulsion systems for these small satellites, and here to talk about it is Ryan McDevitt, the company's co-founder and lead research and design engineer. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us, a lot of people don't know about these tiny satellites, so describe them for us.
Sure. So these satellites, the ones that we're most focused on are called CubeSats, and they're about, they're about 4-inch cubes that weigh under 10 pounds, and they can be assembled kind of like Legos into different shapes, but that's the rough size.
So how do they get up there to begin with?
Yeah, they piggyback rides. So a big satellite might be going up, or we might be taking supplies back to the space station, for example. And these will ride up on those launches, and sometimes as many as dozens of them are launched simultaneously. So they'll shoot out of whatever craft is carrying them up.
Well, what can you do with something that small?
Yeah, they can do a lot of the same functions that a larger satellite can do, such as imaging, telecommunications. But the most interesting work is when you use many of them, you can do multi-point sampling, so like climate science, where we're studying lots of different points on the globe simultaneously. And that's something you can't do with a larger satellite.
Yeah, and the other thing is you don't need to be NASA, right, to put these – I know Vermont Technical College, for example, launched a CubeSat a while back.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's a big benefit that we're starting to see. This all came out of academia, but it's starting to spill over into the commercial sector where a smaller company can afford to put one of these up and use them to augment their business.
And it's when they're up that you are involved, right? Once these satellites are launched and orbiting the Earth, then you're creating propulsion systems for them.
That's exactly right. I mean, when they go up, they piggyback up and they get deposited in whatever orbit is convenient for the launch provider. And what we're looking to do is to make it so that they can change their orbit, go to a different location, move around, avoid obstacles, and then safely come back down when they're done.
Well, I know enough about space to know that a little fan won't cut it for propulsion up there. So what are you using for a system in a satellite that small?
Yeah, the system that we're using is based on hydrogen peroxide, which is one of the oldest chemical propellants in use. I mean, it dates way back to the very beginnings of rocketry. But what we're looking at is to do this at the very small scale, there's actually some complicating factors. And so the technologies that we're working with, it started at the University of Vermont where I got my PhD and am kind of working through that. We've been able to develop these new techniques to make it work at the small scale.
So these are, I mean, can you describe how large the propulsion system is given the fact the satellite's so small?
Right, sure. So if you think of that 4-inch cube being a satellite, I mean, our entire propulsion system is going to fit in the bottom of that. And the rocket itself, the actual nozzle, which you might be familiar with from the big, like the Apollo missions, our actual rocket is about an inch long.
And where are you then in terms of actually producing these things?
Yeah, so we are about, I mean, we're aiming for a late 2018, early 2019 launch. That's what we're building towards right now. And so we're in the process of qualification testing.
And how do you do that?
Oh, so that's all the making sure that it can survive a launch. So that's all the shock and vibration testing and making sure it can survive in the vacuum of space and you know, that all your valves and seals and all that kind of stuff survives that. So that's what we're working on right now.
And that's something you're doing right at Greenscale.
Yeah, that's something that we're doing in collaboration with the University of Vermont. We're actually working with some faculty there and students to help us with the qualification testing.
And there's a UVM satellite in the works that's going to give you a chance to test it in a sort of real world, or real world, if that's the right term, environment?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we're working with the University of Vermont. There are several teams of students there, senior design projects that are working to build out this satellite. It's going to be UVM's first CubeSat launch, and like you said, State of Vermont's second CubeSat launch, and we're working to support that all along the way in terms of the different engineering, but specifically that'll be an opportunity for us to launch the system.
So what's the market then, beyond the UVM satellite, what's the potential here for these propulsion systems you're making?
Yeah, so that's really the exciting part. Right now, there are about 400 of these small satellites launched every year, but market analysis kind of shows that as the cost continues to fall for them, we're expecting there to be thousands of these launched every year around the world. And every one that goes up, a system like ours has so many benefits. It makes it last longer, it makes it more functional while it's up there, and it makes it safer to operate, that we think that every satellite that launches is a potential customer for a product like what we're developing.
And you're not just developing them, you're going to manufacture them yourself there?
That's correct. I mean, that's one of the nice things about being at the scale that we are, is that we think that, I mean, we've looked around, and Vermont actually has the infrastructure to support that scale. We've got the machinery, and we've got the talent in state to make that happen.
So what's the timeline for the UVM satellite?
So that's the late 2018, early 2019 is what we're targeting right now.
And how many people are working at Greenscale at this point?
So we've got two full-time employees right now that are doing that, and then, like I said, we're working with all these different UVM students and faculty to help support what we're doing, and we're supporting what they're doing.
Is anybody else in the country or anywhere else trying to make these propulsion systems?
Yeah, there's definitely interest in all sorts of different places. There's an MIT spinoff that's doing something similar. University of Illinois has something similar. They all have different kind of niches. You can kind of think of it as, you know, there's the high efficiency Prius version, and then there's the heavy duty diesel version. So each one kind of fits into its own thing. So they're not exactly in direct competition. They're kind of a complementary spectrum of propulsion options that are being developed.
How different are the designs, and how unique is yours among them?
They can be very different. Some are electric, microscale electric propulsion systems that don't use chemical propellant at all. And then some are more similar to ours. The real benefits to ours is this technique for scaling it down. It lets us more efficiently operate at the micro scale. It also lets us manufacture our product a lot less extensively. So that's going to be a big benefit when we actually bring this to market, in terms of our competition, that we can have this product that's so much less expensive than what they're able to offer.
So, Ryan, did all this for you kind of evolve from, let's say, a youthful interest in space?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I did my undergrad, and when I was doing that, I had some interest in kind of micro-scale propulsion. I always knew I wanted to be an aerospace engineer. I grew up in South Burlington and went to school out of state. And when I came back to Vermont, I still had this interest, and I ended up at the University of Vermont working with Professor Darren Hitt, who had this grant to study micro-propulsion. And so I did that for a few years, and this kind of grew out of that.
So dream big for feel free to dream big for a moment. Where would you like all this to lead?
I mean, what we're really aiming for is, so we've got this propulsion product that we want to develop, and then ultimately we want to support the entire suite of small satellite products. So the sensors and the thermal management and the computers and all of that. We want to be able to be a full-service operation for these small satellites, and we want to do it here in Vermont. It's really important to my wife and I that we support Vermont and try and keep high-tech jobs here. It's something that we're really focused on and continue to be. So that's what we're trying to do, is make this happen and make it happen here.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
It's been really interesting hearing about your endeavor, Ryan.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Ryan McDevitt is with co-founder, I should say, and lead researcher and design engineer at Greenscale Technologies, working on the propulsion systems for those tiny satellites.